lame guys finish last, not nice guys. But make sure you come back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. And also hit us up on the website, thisdaysover.com. And that's it. God bless. Have a great week. And first day of school for a lot of people out here, especially my nieces. So maybe I'll get up in the morning and see them off. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But Auntie loves you anyways. So bye-bye. Have a good night. And a great week. A great week.
It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this frigid Sunday evening. It is cold as all hell outside. I feel like my freshman year in college all over again. Like, I don't know where this weather came from, but I feel like Frostburg all over again. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you decided to join me. Gotta say thank you to everybody who came out last night to the one-year anniversary celebration of thisdateisover.com. Had a great time. Had some drinks, or two or three. Might have been a little tipsy, but whatever. It was good to fellowship with all you guys, and especially to see people from, you know, high school and college and elementary school, all that jazz. So it was good to have that reunion. So thank you guys for coming out. Especially thank you, Marlo. I don't even know which mic you on. Say something. That ain't it.
Hey, yeah. There we go.
Thank you for coming out. I mean, we got other people on the line and in the studio. I want to know, why didn't y'all come? Calling y'all out. why did y'all come?
Lack of sitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, babysitter. I can understand that. So, Marlo, did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Definitely had a good time.
Yeah, we had the signature cocktail. That was the happy ending. And you know what? I didn't have a happy ending. I did. Let me stop lying. I had a happy ending. But what I'm trying to figure out is, I was at my own event, and I didn't even get no date at the end of the night. I didn't get not one phone number. I had my single sticker on, and I did not get a date. So, does that mean that my event wasn't successful?
No.
So, you said you knew everybody already.
I know, right? I need to step my game up. Like, no game. I knew most of the people. I know everybody. But I'm like, damn, I didn't get no numbers. So, I need to get it together. But anyways, tonight's show is part two of the hair weave debate. You know, to weave or not to weave. Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and it got heated in the studio because we got some guys who are anti-weave up in the place. So I'll give everybody their full introductions after we come back from break. But keep in mind, if you want to get in on tonight's topic, you can give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301 560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So to weave or not to weave, that is the question. Are you about that weave life? Are you against that weave life? Let us know. The number once again is 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow. Thank you.
wasted so much time for you. Oh, I think I must have been blind for you. Almost lost my mind for you. Told myself I would die for you. I hit that wall thinking how I'm gonna get you back all weekend. Yeah, guess that's your decision. You should think about what you're missing. All day, all night, when it's the right time, I'ma find my baby. Yeah, and I'm thinking like all day, all night, if it's the right time, I'ma find my baby. Yeah. So I get the finest clothes I can find on retail. And I try to pay attention to every single detail. I just want a girl that still looks good with no makeup. And when I find out, I promise I'm never gonna break up. 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 No, no. All this time I lost on you. Played it cool when I should have flossed on you. Had a few girls I turned down. Wish I knew then what I learned now. I hope you yearn for me. Hoping that your loneliness burns for me. Cause I'm okay now. Give me time, I'ma show you how to get down. Yeah, I'ma get the finest clothes I can find on retail. And I try to pay attention to every single detail. I just want a girl that still looks good with no makeup. And when I find out, I promise I'm never gonna break up. 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 No, no. And if you're wondering how I'm doing, baby, you can be sure that I learned a lesson from you, girl. Oh yeah. And if you're wondering what I'm doing, baby, trust me, I got it. I'm taking care of me. Hey. Never gonna break up. If it's true love, never gonna break up. Never gonna break up. Not gonna break up, no. Never gonna break up. Never gonna break up. Oh, oh no.
I'll tell you what I'ma do.
I'ma get the finest clothes I can find on retail. And I try to pay attention to every single detail. Still looks good with no makeup.
Yeah.
And when I find out, I promise I'm never gonna break up.
Break up, break up. Never, never break up. Break up, break up. Never, never break up. Break up, break up. Never, never break up. Break up, break up. Never, never break up.
The sound of the day, but in the morning the sound would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Ryan Leslie. The song was Never Gonna Break Up. Haven't heard some music from him for a while, so I figured I start the night off with some R Less. You know, he's a great performer, by the way. But anyways, we are discussing to weave or not to weave. And I got some special guests in the studio. Let me get my notes here. You know, I got to take notes. We got the hair boss and Yvette. They are the owners of One Crowning Glory.
Good
yes.
Can you hear got, me? Yeah, can hear you.
Good.
We got Marlo, hey. Who is single and mingling. And we got Q on the line, real estate.
Hey.
Single and mingling as well. And we got Monet, who is an independent hair and makeup artist. She's the bomb because she's definitely done my hair in the past, and I miss you being in the DC area. But I know Monet gave me a little bit lengthier bio, so I'm gonna go ahead and read your bio. May I, Monet? So Monet Everett is an independent hair and makeup artist who is best known for her talent in enhancing each client's unique natural beauty. A licensed cosmetologist and American board certified hair colorist, she has been a part of countless creative collaborations for print, TV, most recently Project Runway, and is frequently invited to write and speak about beauty. Ow, work it. So the last time you guys were here, we were talking about, you know, hair weave, and the guys were giving us a hard time. Well, actually, I was giving y'all a hard time, too. So I'm going to start with you, Marlo. Why are you anti-weave? What is wrong with a weave?
I just never liked it. You know, growing up and all my life, it's just never been a thing that I found appealing, I guess. I mean, it looks nice. On the outside, it's just not, for me, personally, I just never liked it for the women that I date.
Well, is it unattractive? Like, what does it do to you personally? Like, does it make you itch? Does it hurt you? Did you get a rash? Like, what happened?
I mean, nothing. I mean, I haven't had a bad experience or nothing that's happened. It's just that it's just not a preference for me. It's just like, okay, it's some women who don't like, who wouldn't date a man with dreads or wouldn't date a man with cornrows. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They're not attracted to long hair or hair on a man. Same thing as some women don't like bald men or don't like men with beards.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not been, it hasn't been an appealing thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're taking pictures, you're modeling, taking pictures, yeah, it's something you do, whatever the case is, that it comes on and off, it comes with the territory. But
what if she want to just take it on and off for you? She, your own private model.
I mean, but honestly, and I think I said last time, I've been in situations where we've had fun with stuff like that, but that was
I know what happened to you. What happened was you were hitting it from the back, you grabbed the hair, and it came off, didn't it? Oh, no. That's what happened.
That's
be honest. That's what happened.
Nah.
Is that what really happened?
Nah.
That almost never happened.
Did that happen to you, Q? Why are you anti weave, Q?
That almost never happens. Those leaves stay in. You can pull on them real hard, but it's just a personal. It's a personal preference. It's just not my thing, and it's just like. And then they're like totally abused, and to me personally, it's just like Marlo said, it's a personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
I just choose to not like the weeds.
Damn.
I mean, I'd rather you just roll with the natural and. Not natural, just roll with, just don't add
look,
foreign
how
hair.
Natural.
How natural.
I'm telling you, you are not going to get with Esther. Oh, shoot, I done pulled the plug.
But I gotta agree with him. It's more of, it's a,
I did something wrong. Uh-oh. My bad. I done disconnected the thing. My bad. So, as you were saying.
Oh, I was saying, I gotta agree with him. It's probably recently is more of the abuse, too, of it. And you know, I still, honestly, to this day, I still date women who have weaves in their hair sometimes. And it's more of me, I mean, I like the person. And, you know, I let them know. That's just something it's not a big plus for me. So, me liking you, I really like you for your personality and everything about you. It's not about your looks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some choose to keep it. I mean, I don't know, it's just... Like I said, it's just not a plus for me, and I think I like it. I mean, I like it less because I see a lot of abuse to it. I've seen a lot of women who have nice looking weaves and they keep it up, and they know everything looks nice. But then you see a lot of the bad stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm doing too much over here because the people out there saying they can't hear us. So, oh well.
Oh, no, I hear you. I'm hearing these men saying they just choose not to like it. I'm listening.
No, I'm talking about the people out in the internet world are saying they couldn't hear me. So we're gonna have to figure that out. But we gotta go commercial anyway. So when we come back, we're gonna continue the discussion because I want to hear from the hair boss and Yvette, who are pro weave all day, every day.
That's right.
So keep it right here on the flow.
DMX is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from the Robert Glasper album, Black Radio 2. One of my favorite songs from the album is called You Are My Everything, and that's featuring Chrisette Michelle and Bilal. That's the best song on the album. But we got in the studio, we got Marlo.
Hey.
We got Yvette.
Hello.
And we got the hair boss.
Hair boss.
Hair boss. Really? Really? Hair boss. And on the line, we have Monet.
Oh. Hey.
And we have Q.
I'm here.
So we got like 45 people to talk to tonight. And also keep in mind, if you want to give us a call to get in on tonight's topic, give us a call. Is the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number. And my bad, I actually hit the cord in the studio and took us off the air for like 2 minutes. So y'all didn't hear me tell y'all that Marlo doesn't like weaves because he was hitting a chick from the back.
and he
pulled the hair and it came off.
It stayed in his hand.
And it stayed in his hand. He's been traumatized ever since. So he had his real life, I'm going to get you sucker moment. You know, he was with the chick, hair came out, curtains. But anyways, right. So before we went to break, we were talking about a lot of the guys are anti-weave because people abuse weaves. And I completely agree with you on that. My thing is, if you're not going to get your weave done right, don't get it done at all. If you're not going to be going to Monet or somebody professional to get your weave done, please don't do it. Because I've seen, I think a lot of you guys probably see the chicks like on the subway or just walking down the street. But you know what? I hate to say it, but it's a class thing. You know, although some of the chicks in the hood have money, they use that Section 8 money to do whatever they want to do, but some of them are just not getting the right weaves.
Right. They're wearing that wacky yacky. That's what I like to call it.
wacky yacky.
Yeah. They need to come to One Crown and Glory and get that good
hair. If you can tell it's a weave, it's a bad weave.
Say it again.
If you can tell it's a weave in her head, it's a bad weave.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it's a lot of people. I don't get why people want the 46 inches of hair. Like, why do you need hair down to your butt?
They want to look like the strippers that they see on the internet.
But that's even crazier, though, because if there's, like, a situation where they made them feel like they need it that bad, they'll put the whack crap in their hair because they think they need it.
Well, you know what? But that's an important point, though, because in a lot of cases, men are not making us feel beautiful as women. And, I mean, look at what we have to see, you know, on TV and all that the men are lusting after. They're lusting after the chicks with the fake booties, the 46 inches worth of hair, and the fake breasts, and, you know, the no stomachs, and the all dolled up makeup. It's a lot of guys that are on these chicks' Instagram talking about, I saw a guy say, if you poop in my hand, I would clap. Like, that thirsty.
Your key word was, they lust after them.
That pants actually come from other women. Shoes, bags, hair. True. Women beat each other up about all that stuff.
I agree, but I'm talking about the men right now.
Absolutely agree that women beat themselves
up. I think
so,
too.
But when you look in terms of dating, or if you look on websites, you know, online dating, black women are the least lusted after.
Yes,
black
we are the least desirable.
Being checked for. Desirable. Yep. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people associate weaves with black chicks. I can tell you, Becky Sue and them, they got a weave, too. Money for theirs, and they make hair, too. But I feel like a lot of black women feel like they're trying to ascribe to a different look in order to attract men.
But you just said that y'all was at least lusted after, and all of y'all have, I mean, not all of y'all, but a lot of you guys have the weave, and you still at least lusted after. So it just doesn't add up.
As we saw the last time I was in the studio, people don't know when I have a weave.
Right.
A lot of men have been disappointed when, you know, things get down and dirty and we're ready to get to it. And I say, hold on, let me go put this on a nightstand.
Honey, that is not sexy. Ma'am, that is not sexy to tell a dude that you got to take your hair off before y'all get it in.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm real about mine. If I decide to, I might.
Look, I don't want a man.
I just heard the music go wah.
If we're buying 70% of the weave and we're still the least lusted after, then it's not the weave.
But I think we're
really not buying 70%. That's just a really big stereotype because a lot of my white clients are coming to me to get weaves too. Wow.
Honey, I told you Paris Hilton has her own line of hair. A lot of these white chicks have their own lines of hair.
And all her sisters get their weaves done all the time. They have weaves in. That's not
just because they don't. Yeah. They're not out there like black women are about their weaves. Don't mean they don't get it. I would gather to say that a lot of white women, and it's probably, I don't know, it might be equal. I don't know. They call it extensions. They don't call it weave.
That's right.
Clips and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Clips and extensions.
Exactly.
We call it
weave. When I go to photo shoots, when I'm doing major ad campaigns, they sit down and they say, oh, here's my hair extensions, and they pull off a Ziploc bag with their clippings, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're categorizing a weave, and you're saying what's not growing from your head. So a weave is a weave is a weave. Call it what you want. She's bringing her hair addition.
Right. Well, I'll say personally, I don't like it regardless of nationality. So,
see, white women, they've been wearing.
He's like, I am holding strong to this.
Right. So basically, me and Marlo have no chance. No chance whatsoever. Let me go ahead and slip my wrist right now because we don't have a chance in hell. Like, well, I don't. Like, let me go ahead and get the butter knife. I'm going to just end my life right now. I'm going to jump out the ground floor window. So what do you want to add to this, the hair boss? Like, what do you want to add to this?
The argument between white women and black women. White women wear extensions in their hair, and there's no argument in their community. Black women wear extensions or weaves, and then there's a big argument that goes on to wear weave or not to wear weave. I think the bigger argument is who owned the industry. Where is the money going in the industry? I think that we are just given this smokescreen right now, the fight, you know, to wear or not to wear, when the real question is who's owning the industry.
Yeah.
Where is the money going?
Track the money.
It ain't coming to us. I mean, it's slowly but surely coming to us now, but the majority of the money when it comes to black hair does not go into black pockets.
For the most part, it goes up a funnel. It doesn't circulate in our communities before it goes out of our communities, which is a much, much bigger problem than who's wearing 30-inch hair and who's wearing the platinum blonde and the auburn. So, you know, we have to peel off some of these layers so that we can really get to, you know, the real crux of, you know, what's going on in our communities.
And
just like you said, we've been given the smoke screen for it. It takes us away
from right. We definitely talk about the smoke screen.
Yeah, that's why we're
I'm going to go back to the looks because I'm with the fellas when it's a bad weave. You know, I just feel bad that a lot of women are getting stuff that doesn't match their texture. Like I said before, like you can't have African roots with Brazilian ends. It doesn't match.
I
get a weave, I'm not going to get, you know, any extensions that don't match my texture because I have really thick hair. Mm-hmm. And the lady in the store was like, yeah, you should get this one. It's the Hawaiian silky. I was like, are you not looking at my hair right now? I don't have silky hair. Like, please stop playing with me.
Yeah, a lot of women, they don't know their textures. They're going out and they're buying hair, putting it in their hair, and going to their stylist and having their stylist do magic tricks with the hair. So the first thing that I would like to say is if you come to One Crown and Glory, we teach you about your hair. We teach you the different type of textures that you have and what best hair fits you and your type
and
of hair.
And that is very important because when you go to these beauty supply stores, they are nothing but Asian people.
That's right.
Or Asian or Hispanic.
That's right.
They don't know anything about black hair.
Yeah, they just push it on.
They're there too.
That's what happened to me. I told you when I got my first weave years ago by Monet. She told me which hair to get. They didn't have the kind that I needed. So I was like, well, could you help me find something? She was like, sure, for you, baby.
Yeah.
And she gave me this hair. It looked good, but when I tried to comb it, it was not working. So needless to say, the weave looked good, but I had to take it out in a couple of weeks because I didn't like the texture of the hair. It just not quality hair.
Right.
And had I had somebody who was more skilled, you know, show me what I needed, I would have probably had, you know, some more longevity with that hair. But we got to go to break. Commercials come around so quickly, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Verizon has That's the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IIFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got my special guest in the studio. Got Yvette. We got the hair boss. We got Marlo. And we got Monet on the line and Q on the line. We got a full house tonight. And we are talking about to weave or not to weave. But you just heard music from Music Soul Child. The song was beautiful. Because like I was saying earlier, a lot of women don't feel beautiful. And they run into these weaves to get over some pain, because a lot of these guys, they want the chicks that are weaved out. They lust after these chicks. They got their posters on the wall. But they are wifing these chicks too with fake everything. Yeah. So don't let the smooth taste fool you. Look at these chicks that got these reality shows.
They got
200 inches worth of hair.
Yep.
Come on now.
Yep.
And these dudes are wifing them. And I thought the saying was you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, but it seems like all these hoes got shows.
That doesn't apply anymore.
Clearly. That's another show for another day. That's another show for another day. So I want to talk about, you know, going back to black hair, because I know I got real thick hair. And I'm not even natural, even though some days it looks like I am when I need a relaxer. So I want to ask you, Monet, like, how can somebody like me, because you know how my hair feels, it's very thick and whatnot. And if I want to transition off of the relaxer thing, what would you recommend for somebody like me who has African roots?
Oh, the first thing I'm going to say is you have the most beautiful, thick, coarse hair. I wished I had it. I got, you know, thinner, curlier hair.
Oh, you are too
with
kind.
With your hair, the first thing, you know, I love your hair. I always say you're blessed to have thick hair. The first thing I would do is I would start spacing out your relaxer to make sure it's for you, because sometimes going cold turkey can be very difficult. So if you're accustomed to having your hair relaxed every 6 weeks, try to go like every 3 to 4 months just to see if that's for you. If you can handle that for a little while, the next thing you may want to do to soften the transition is to do a protective style like
and
a weave.
A weave is a protective
style. Your
hair
braided down.
Is it looking? Marlo looked at me like, whatever.
It is a protective style because you cornrow your hair underneath, yep, and you sew something on top of it. You sew the weave on top of it so the ends of your hair are not being manipulated. This protects your hair, so you can do that. You can do twists. You can do braids. Wasn't Marlo the one that said, oh, what happened to the poetic justice braids from high school? If you want to do that, you know.
I don't think he said that.
So no. Anything to help. Well,
so what do I mean? If I don't want to get a weave, what can I do? Like if I'm going to, you know,
it's
stop.
It's going to be a tough. It'll be a tough process for you. What you would probably do would be to go to the hairstylist and to have her blow out and flat iron your hair straight, because going natural would be like a 2-year process.
Yeah, and the thing with me, I sweat like a whore in church, so my hair is going to be real like bushy. So, like, do I need to get a silk press, or what do you call that stuff? The
keratin
treatment? Like, what can I do with my hair?
I love keratin treatments, but I don't want you to kid yourself and think that you're going natural if you're still getting the keratin treatment. I perform keratin treatments, and they claim to be chemical-free. That is not the natural state of your hair, and you will have to go through another transition period if you go from relaxed to keratin treatment.
So,
plenty of styles you could do. You could begin to twist your own hair. You could begin to set your own hair. You could do bantu knots, two strands.
Girl, please.
And start to wear your
hair. I can't
hair
do that. I don't
way
know how to do hair. Cause
yes,
I,
you can.
Honey, I've seen what my hair looks like when I need to go to the barbershop. And I'm like, ain't no way I can twist that. Like, I think I cut my finger when I was like, you know, trying to run my fingers over here. But I want to ask the question to the fellas. So,
okay.
Q.
Change isn't always comfortable. It takes some time.
I know. And a lot of guys are not receptive to change when it comes to women's hair. Because they say they don't want weave.
Especially.
And when you try to go natural,
they don't
want you looking like Esther. Ain't nobody checking for Esther. So, Q.
You're going all the way far off the bench.
But it's a lot of chicks that will get that.
A lot of
chicks will get that big chop. You ain't checking for Esther.
Every chick don't look like Esther.
Oh, honey. I've seen my share. I have seen my share. This chick did the big chop recently, and I was like, damn, you couldn't like put no makeup on with that at least? Like, she
just go all raw.
She looked like
just raw.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look, but she got the weave back in now.
Wow.
It looks so much better.
Good for her. See, she should have kept the makeup and did the job.
The guy's not taking this charge. Y'all ain't putting this on us.
No, but I'm asking you, like, if you're with a chick and you say, hey, babe, I don't want you to have no weave. She takes it out and her hair is like a ush bush. Are you going to get with that? Like, how are you going to help her through that transition? You don't want no chick with no sugar nut bush.
The problem was she sent her representative in the first place and kept that weave in forever and all this. I mean, it's just, I'm just like, come on. When you wear it so much that you think it's a part of you, I don't think it's meant for that.
But that's not what I asked you.
Hold on, Q, which she also asked about transitioning, and if she grows out her relaxer and cuts all of that off, are you down for the ush-cush bush? That is wrong.
Even if I say yes, y'all not going to believe me. Y'all not going to believe me.
You are a smart man. That is
I won't believe you because... I need to go. I don't know. I don't know if I've seen anybody that you've ever dated before. So I want to see what their hair's looking like in the past.
I'll say yeah, as long as they take care of it.
Are you going to help them take care of it, that transition?
Yeah. Because
natural hair costs just as much as a hair weave.
That's right.
That's right. Maybe.
Yes, it does.
Maybe
it is a process. It is a lot of work. It is a nightly task. A lot more than a weave is.
I date women who have natural hair. I know the process. I know all the stuff they go through.
I'm going to have to marry a guy who does hair that's not gay to do my hair in the morning before I go to work. So I don't know a way around that because it already takes me enough time to do my hair in the morning, you know, without the weave. So I'm just like, I don't know.
See, my thing is, it's not just like natural. I'm just like, no added extension hair. I mean, you can do whatever you want to your right back.
But what is it? So, what is so wrong with the extension hair if it looks good?
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. I just think that it's women. There's women have choice. They have choice to look beautiful.
You
but
don't then, prefer.
But now, I'm hearing you say that there are. You wouldn't mind a woman who has a natural hair, but is there a difference between a woman who has a short natural versus a woman who has longer hair that's a natural? Does the length factor into it at all?
Absolutely. Yeah, I told you he's not getting that ush bush.
That's what I'm leading up to is that, you know what? Now you say you can deal with a woman who's natural, but she got the sugar nut bush and it's short versus the woman who has a full head of natural hair that's a little bit longer. No, not even.
I just want to say for the record, all these titles, the women are coming up with these titles, not the men. We aren't calling anybody shitting up for shit.
They're going extra strong with the.
We ain't asking about titles. We asking about, are you going to hit that?
Right.
The water's going to beat off the hair. Are you going to get with that?
Right. And go out in public with it. Not just
holding hands. Right.
Take it home to mommy.
My friends can stamp that and attest that I date women who have all types of different hair, natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Short, long, short is mine. Okay. Whatever.
Short is yours. You don't have no hair, my man.
Exactly.
Short is yours.
No, exactly. Seriously. Exactly.
You dated a chick with a bald head.
Yeah. She looked cute with it.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Kudos to you, Marlo. Well, I want to continue the discussion about natural hair after the break, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
Dear Jane, take one. Yeah. Your face turn me up. I mean, maybe if you live in Paris, across countries, what would she think? Maybe down Memphis. Hey, babe, let me talk to you. Hold up. Hey.
I'm not afraid to
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind that we are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's The State Is Over Radio. Make sure you check out the website, thestateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. Vent about an ex. Tell somebody why the date is over. Or confess your dating sins on thestateisover.com. And also, starting off in 2014, we're going to be doing some more events. So come on out. We're going to have the Be My Valentine Party Bus Tour. That's on Saturday, February 15th. So if you're single and mingling, we don't want you to be depressed on that. We can come out, have a drink with us on the bus, party with us in a couple different lounges in D.C. So go to, oh Lord, I can't remember the link. I think it's it's bemineparty.eventbrite.com. My brain is not working. I'm still trying to recuperate from last night. I need to apologize to y'all too, because right before I came to the studio, I had a salad with like 10,000 onions on it. I hope my breath is not offensive.
You're good.
I'm so sorry. I went to the new Copper Canyon restaurant that opened up in Largo/Lanham, whatever you want to call it. So I was very happy that they opened up there. I don't have to drive too far to get some good food. So I tore that salad up. I was like, yes, load up the onions, please, ma'am. So I'm sorry, guys.
So
but on the line. Yes, all right. All right, I'm going to try not to say any H or W words for the rest of the night. Hello. but on the line, we have Q and Monet.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And we got in the studio, we got Marlo.
Hey.
We got Yvette.
Hey.
And we got the hair boss.
The hair boss.
And oh, you just heard music from Raheem Devon, by the way. The song was Dear Jane. That was off one of his mixtapes. So before we went to break, I wanted to talk about natural hair. Because, you know, in the mainstream media, you don't really see a lot of natural hair. You see a lot of weave. And when, like I was saying, that a lot of you guys lust after the chicks that have the 46 inches of hair and the fake this and the fake that. So a lot of women, I think, take that to heart and don't see natural hair as a thing of beauty, which is unfortunate because natural hair is beautiful. I forgot the woman's name. Is it Viola Davis? Yes, Viola Davis.
Viola Davis.
How they were just like oohing and aahing because she didn't wear her wig. She actually wore her hair beautiful.
Right.
The wig,
the short
terrible.
Cut, right?
Her wigs were awful. She looked like a slave with the wig on. Like, she looked, she looked like somebody's mammy. Like, she was about to go fix some pancakes with an apron on and a headband, like a headscarf.
She reminded me of, like, the Yaphet Kotto kind of wig.
But you know, that's always been her role since she started acting in the 80s when she was a teenager. She played the housekeeper, and she said with her darker skin and her features, they always just put her in the housekeeper mammy role. If you look through her career, that's all she's usually ever played.
Right, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up when it comes to, like, natural hair and, like, complexion too, because that plays a huge part. I was talking to one of my sorority sisters. Beautiful, she's tall. I call her 5'9" donkey booty. that's my nickname for her. She has long, beautiful locks, and she's tall, nice long legs. And she met Rick Ross, and he was just, you know, saying that she's so beautiful, and he loves women like her with, you know, her locks and whatnot. But I'm like, I said to her, I said he would never put anybody that looks like you in his video. He would never have anybody that looks like you on his album cover. And I'm saying that in a disrespectful way, because like I said, she's beautiful, but they would never put a dark-skinned black chick, natural, beautiful dreads in anybody's video.
Personally, he probably doesn't have the choice anyway.
I don't know about that.
He can have some kind of say in that.
I think. Yes, at his level, he definitely has say in that.
Yeah, I think they do. I really think they have a choice as to who they put in their videos.
I don't think he would, because he hasn't done it. How long has he been out?
Years.
He hasn't done it. And who else in the mainstream is putting a dark-skinned chick or a chick with natural hair? Not the nice, silky, curly natural hair, but like, I just came from the mothership. Not the mothership, but from the motherland. Hair.
Nobody.
I don't see that.
But look at the New York.
Okay,
I don't think he's looking that deep into it.
He's not looking that deep into it.
You don't think he's looking? Yeah, he's just attracted to her.
It's not on his radar for him to be, I'm a
I'm going to go out, you know, make sure I throw somebody in my video with locks. I don't think you ready to look at me that deep into it.
Yeah, I got to agree. I don't think most rappers are that conscious anyway.
I don't know. I mean, they do get some backlash from some of the things. Like, what's the name? Wale got some backlash for the Pretty Girls video because he didn't have, like, any a variety of complexions and women in his video.
And a lot of times, I think you find that a lot of these...
changed. You know, you look at Wale specifically. When he first came out, it was more of the approachable, different type of woman in his videos. And as Kanye said, when he can only leave your ass for a white girl.
Yeah.
It's like the light, the more they go on, the lighter the girl gets, the silkier the hair gets, the longer the hair gets.
Mm-hmm. It's like they want somebody that's exotic. Like, yeah. And a lot of men, what cracks me up...
He crossed over.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Exotic is beautiful.
I don't understand why the crossover means you have to forget about where you came from or not have it's a variety about, of but I think, people.
But I think there's a lot of pressure that they...
Because crossover means you want to cater to the majority, and we're not the majority here.
But I think that's part of the sell
that.
For them as well.
I think it's...
For them to say, you know what, you know, you got these entertainers out here and you have people from, you know, the A&R, from the business who are telling them, you know what, in order to sell more records, you can't have all these black women in your video because not everybody wants to watch a whole lot of black women. You got to put some white women in here. You got to put some Asian women. So they trying to present it to them as if they can get a wider appeal if they choose a wider variety of women. But then what it ends up being is that it's not a wider variety of women. It's a whiter variety of
yes
women.
It is a whiter variety. And speaking of white, if you go like we were saying before
racially.
if you go off the money trail, who's writing those checks,
right?
They don't look like us writing
those
checks.
Look at the New York mayor now, this mayor elect, he got a sister for a wife with locks, and I mean they are slaying him right and left. Slaying that man right and left. And there was a Republican that even said, you know what, we have a hard time stomaching the fact that this man is walking around in the 21st century with a black wife that's got natural hair.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean,
you know what? There's a little more to their story, though. There's just, I agree with everything you said, but there's a little more to that. You know, she was a very open lesbian who wrote stories and stuff about it. So I think that's a bit more to throw into it.
But what that got to do with her hair?
Nothing.
Well, what I'm saying is I think that's drawing more attention to it. I don't think it's simply because she's black and has natural hair.
So she was a lesbian and...
I agree.
I don't know. Yeah. When it comes to natural
hair...
She was
very pro-lesbian and wrote articles on that.
When it comes to natural hair, I'm happy to see, you know, it become... I mean, what, 10, 15 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of information about styling natural hair. Mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of options beyond, like, getting dreads. They weren't, you know... But I'm happy to see there's a lot of stuff on Instagram, and there are a lot of blogs, you know, and My Black is Beautiful coming out now. So people women can shed those layers and appreciate the natural beauty. I was telling y'all on the last show, I don't even know what my natural hair feels like because I've been getting relaxers since I was like 8. God bless my mother. That's all she knew. You know, she didn't know anything about how to properly care for my hair because my hair was so thick like hers, and she was ridiculed as a child. You know, they called her lamb's wool because of her hair being so thick, and she was just humiliated and mortified. You know, she was embarrassed by her own family members, teased and taunted. Same with me, teased and taunted by my relatives because my hair is so thick, I'm so pale. Oh my gosh, you're white, you're adopted. Yeah, because my father, he's very dark, you know him. Yvette.
I know.
And I came out so pale. So I'm like, they're like, well, what's wrong with you? So I feel for sisters who are in my shoes because I don't know if I think I will eventually take that route because I don't know if you could answer this, Monet, with my hair. It seems like my scalp is becoming more and more dry. So it's very itchy. I don't know if it's because I've had too many relaxes over time. But like I said, could you just move back here? I have an extra room in my place.
Well, yeah, you know what? Your scalp probably is becoming more dry. It could have to do with relaxed, or it could simply be because you're blessed with so much hair, so your hair literally is not getting the sun and air as much. But that stuff is so easy to fix. There are so many at-home remedies. You don't even have to spend a lot of money at the hairstylist. You know, you can do your coconut oil and egg.
Oh, you said coconut oil?
You can soak your
coconut oil and egg. Put that on your hair and scalp. Let it sit as long as you can take it, whether it's 5 minutes or overnight. And then shampoo and condition your hair as normal. Your hair and scalp will feel so much better. You know, coconut oil, olive oil, these things are great.
Girl,
for
I got olive oil.
Instant.
I cook, so I got plenty of olive oil in the kitchen. I'll use that instead. I got like 2 gallons of olive oil in the kitchen.
Well, coconut oil is a little better, but I mean, it still gets the point. And it's just like I was trying to explain earlier. It's weaning yourself away. First off, I am not pro or anti-weed.
Well, Monet, I hate to cut you off. Could you hold that thought for 1 second? Because we are just transitioning into the second hour of the show. So in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check us out each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also check out the other great programming that we have on The Flow. We got some great talk shows, some music. Right before I come on the air is Kiva Diva. She rocks. I love her music. You know, it's like she's pulling at my heartstrings with the stuff that she plays on her show. So make sure you go to the website, rocktheflow.com, and check out all the great programming. But anyways, we are talking about to weave or not to weave. And because it's the second hour of the show, means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And Lord Jesus, what am I going to rant and rave about? I ain't taking no notes this time, so I'm going to have to go down and listen and see. Like, what can I rant and rave about? Oh, hair weave. Yes. Let's see. Men, I want to be nice about this, but I have to tell you that weaves ain't going nowhere. So y'all going to have to get over your disdain for these weaves and just, you know, accept the woman for who she is. As long as she looks good with the weave and it's not jacked up, okay, I think y'all could work with it. I get it. You don't want the ghetto chick that you see on the subway with the not-so-invisible part. Looks like she has racetracks or train tracks in her hair. You don't want her. You don't want her. I get that. But even if you meet somebody whose weave ain't that tight and y'all click, perhaps you want to invest in her. Say, hey, babe, I really dig you, but that weave is not working for you. How about you get off the wacky yacky and go to One Crown and Glory? How about you do that? So, fellas, I'm sorry. The weave ain't going nowhere. So you're going to have to accept it.
That's right.
But then again, it is your choice. You don't have to date a woman who has a weave. But if she does have a weave, don't toss her. Don't toss her just yet. Y'all might be able to work something out. But also, just make that woman feel comfortable. You know, a lot of us don't feel comfortable with our hair. I feel fine with mine for the most part when it looks good. So, but a lot of women don't feel comfortable with their hair. And that's a lot of that's deep rooted. Which is unfortunate because I know, like I said, I was ridiculed a lot as a child. I had a lot of hair. A lot. My hair was very long as a child, but I was so ridiculed about my hair and trying all these different styles and trying to fit in. But I think I've gotten over it for the most part, although I'm scared to transition to the natural side of things. I still have the relaxer action going on. I might get my weave every once in a while, but I don't usually do my whole head. I just do like a couple pieces, but whatever. Whatever, but for the women out there, that's another thing I want to talk about. The women who haven't seen their hair in years, that's my concern. If you don't love yourself enough to even take your own hair out, I think the issue is much deeper than that. You might want to go and seek counseling and see, you know, what can I do to better love myself? And I'm not saying just because you have a weave you don't love yourself, but if it gets to the point where you never see your hair,
right,
that's a concern to me. If you've gone for years without seeing your hair,
6 months.
You might want to talk to somebody about that. But then again, it could be for other reasons. So keep in mind, fellas, she might have that weave because she has alopecia. She might be losing her hair. She might have no edges. You know, she might have had some damage from like a bad relaxer or a bad perm. So you don't know the type of pain that this woman is feeling. So, you know, our hair is our crown and glory. So
hey.
You have to be sensitive, especially when it comes to black women, about our hair. So that's just my 5 cents. I don't know. Mona, you want to add to that?
Yeah, and you know, when you meet a woman and you click and you find out she has a weave, because if she has a good weave, you will not know this offhand. Maybe when she removes the weave, maybe you can encourage her to remove it in a nice, loving way. And then once she does, you tell her how beautiful she still is to you.
Make her feel beautiful.
You know, when it comes to this love game, you got to find a way to make it so that the other person gives you what you want happily and willingly. You still get what you want, and that person's happy too.
And I want to also say, ladies, please, please Get your hair done correctly.
That's right.
Go to a professional. Go to One Crown and Glory and make certain they pick out the proper hair for you, the proper texture. Like I said before, you can't have African roots with Brazilian ends. It doesn't work. I saw one of the worst weaves I've ever seen in my entire life a few months ago.
Oh, no.
And I think it was just like pasted to the chicks. It was just matted. It was so bad. And I'm just like, damn, you got a husband though? How is it that you got a husband?
And he didn't tell her.
And you left the house looking like that.
But he didn't tell her. And that's bad. He needs to go out and buy her some hair. He needs to go out and go. And fellas, if you know that your woman needs better hair, go out. Do some research. Call One Crown and Glory, 202-905-8783. Get your woman some good hair. I have stylists.
Get a number again.
202-905-8783. I have stylists that work with Hair Dazzle. They will put the hair in. They will make your woman look real good.
And even if you don't want to have a hair weave, fellas, you know, take her to get that hair done. She might not be wearing her natural hair right. So
that's right.
Invest in your woman.
That's right.
And then when you peel off all the layers, it really is. It's about that woman. It's not necessarily about what's on the outside. You got to be able to be comfortable with the person that's on the inside as well. So whatever she's rocking, whatever the situation may be, still tell her that she looks beautiful. Still tell her that she's worthy of your attention and your love and your concern. Because that's part of the foundation of building that black love relationship too.
Black love. Fellas, again.
Exactly. You know, Angie, you brought up a really good point about her hair. If her hair is not in good condition, she's not going to feel comfortable taking a weave out, or both of y'all are going to be in for a really rude awakening. Every woman is not blessed with the ability to know how to do her own hair. Hence why I have a job. They come to me. Sometimes women get into horrible situations. They have braids. Their hair falls out. They're taking medications. All types of different things happening. So you're commanding her to take out this weave. She takes it out, and her hair looks horrible. You know, basically the Al Sharpton standing straight up when the wind blows. Her hair don't move. Sometimes, you know, you got to put that weave in as a protective measure.
That's
like,
right.
I have hair, but I decided to wear hair extensions the entire year of 2013. When 2014 hits and my hair is down past my bra, it's going to be rocking and rolling, but it needed a year's break. Sometimes you just got to give that hair a break and give it some time to get back together.
So, Monet, how do you feel about the woman who wears weaves for years? Like, I remember watching an episode of Dr. Oz a couple months ago, and this woman hadn't seen her hair in like 5 years. Like, she was constantly getting weaves.
What was her excuse?
I don't feel any particular way about it because there are so many different reasons. I do always recommend, if you get hair extensions, especially sewn in ones, that you let your hair breathe for at least 2 weeks first, especially if for some godforsaken reason you're relaxing and weaving your hair. I always recommend a breathing period. But I work with so many high-powered executives. They can't kick in that boardroom door tomorrow and their hair not look consistently beautiful like it did yesterday.
Yeah, I was going
to... They don't get that opportunity to just switch it up.
And that's a really big part of things too, because again, there's plenty of sisters out there who just don't have the option. It's just not an option for them to say, you know what, I'm gonna rock my natural hair, and so what if you don't like it, so what if I go up in the boardroom? It's just not happening for them. So you're right, Ronnie, just like you said, there's a lot of different reasons why why women wear weave. And Moni, I wanted to ask you a question real quick. I heard somebody was telling me something.
Yes, ma'am?
Somebody was saying something to me about wearing a different kind of protective style in the winter as opposed to wearing a different style in the summer. Any comment on that?
Yeah, that's just completely preference. If your scalp sweats a lot, maybe you may want something to allow your scalp to breathe, like the Marley Twist, the Poetic Justice braids or something like that, so that the air can literally get down to your scalp, whereas in the winter, you're less concerned about sweat. And, you know, sweat turns into oil, which turns into dirt. So you're less concerned about that in the winter, and you probably want your scalp to be as covered as possible in the winter. Mm-hmm. But it's strictly preference, and it's strictly about how much hair is on your head. My hair is fine. It does not matter. I will take whatever heat and warmth I can get from my weave all throughout the year. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Wow, need to get some dookie braids in. You know, I told you, I smell like a whore in church. So,
you know, you touched on a good point, and I actually have a friend who struggles with that too. She has a nice career in an executive level, and she got the job wearing weave, and you know, she wears it pretty much throughout, and she actually took it out and she wanted to change up, and her boss actually came to her and said, "You need to look from last week."
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, exactly, because white women can come to work looking who done it and why. They can wear their hair. And white men can come to work with ponytails and curly hair. Because they all have different textures, too. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Yeah. But let a black chick come there with her afro or her kinky twist. And
her locks.
Or her locks.
Right. Or her short natural or whatever it is. Yeah. And so it's like we're already under scrutiny in the workforce to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, just because of our appearance. You know, and the funny thing is that you know, people always talk about, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side. You got white women who want to have extensions because they want to have the fuller hair. They want to have the, you know, that appearance of what we consider typically more African American women have in terms of like the thicker hair, the fuller hair. So you got women with thin hair that want the thicker, fuller hair. You got the women with the thicker, fuller hair that want the thin hair. So it's like the, you know, the grass can be, people think the grass is greener on both sides, on either side, rather.
Right.
I just don't understand why there's no argument in the white community when they wear extensions, but there's this huge argument in the black community when black women decide or choose to wear weaves. It's just, it don't make any sense to me. It just don't make any sense, because to me it's just all about preference and choice. If you want short this week, if you want short this week and long next week, you should have that choice.
But it has to look good. That's the thing. It needs to look good. And speaking of choice, I want
to look true.
I want to read a letter I got from my girl. She said, every reason for wearing a weave is different. I think the underlying reason for most women is the ease and convenience of not having to do and risk damaging their real hair. For years, I wore braids and weaves out of the convenience. It wasn't until I wore them interchangeably for so long that I could no longer relax my hair. That's when I began the process of being natural. I went the silking route, which some choose in lieu of the big chop. Silking is the process of transitioning from relaxing to becoming natural. Silking trains the hair through deep conditioning, pressing, and normal process of trimming dead ends. Eventually, all the relaxed hair is trimmed off, and you're left with healthy, easy-to-manage natural hair. Well, I don't know about easy to manage, because it depends on what you got. I don't know about that. But in addition to convenience, the other reasons I mentioned were also true to me. I was getting impatient with the process. I had never worn my natural curl, and I wasn't sure I would like it because I hadn't found the right products, and I didn't know how to care for my natural hair in heat and humidity. So weave it was. I believe getting relaxers is generational and something that most black women have done across the board until recent years, be it because of perceived lack of options, lack of patience with transitioning, or lack of knowledge about natural hair. I believe weaves are a source of self-confidence for some women, and that is sad. I also believe that not every woman who relaxes her hair or weaves or wears a weave lacks self-confidence or is trying to be white or someone other than who they are. It is a bit harsh to judge a person based on something as superficial as their hairstyle without first knowing the person. And I'm generally very wary of anyone who so harshly criticizes something so trivial. It usually means they are the one with confidence issues. That being said, I like myself with a weave as well as with my natural hairstyle as I have it now. There are challenges to maintaining natural hair, and I'm still learning, but I enjoy the newfound healthiness of my hair and versatility. I try not to pay too much attention to other people's thoughts and opinions on what I should or should not do with regard to my hair and makeup. I am an individual, and I do what makes me feel good as a woman.
We all should.
So now we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Don't forget, we got the Party Bus coming up, 2014. It's going to be February 15th. It's the Be My Party. It's, oh Lord, I don't know if it's Be My or Be Mine. I think it's Be Mine Party Bus .eventbrite.com. I'm gonna get it together. I'm gonna tweet it. So stand by. I'm gonna go online so I can remember the damn link to my own event, which is terrible that I forgot it already. I told you I was partying yesterday, But anyways, keep it right here on The Flow.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IMPO Radio Broadcasting Network.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Trying
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got my special guest in the studio. Got Marlo.
Hey.
Yvette.
Hey.
The hair boss.
The hair boss.
The deep voice. The hair boss. The hair boss. The hair boss. We got Q on the line. What's up, Q?
I'm here.
And we got Monet.
Hey.
So, Q, I'm going to pass to you because you've been kind of quiet. What are your thoughts on everything, man?
You said what?
I said, I'm going to pass to you. What are your thoughts? Because you've been kind of quiet. We've been battling about this hair weave. What is your thought?
I mean, I've been sitting there taking it in. But for the most part, I'm going to stick to my guns. I don't think it's necessarily the men that's driving this thing. I think it's more so the women and their peers.
I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of both.
Well, even with that being said, I'm still leaning more so towards women self-inflicting on their own themselves as far as how they look, how they feel.
So, Q, I think I asked you this the last time. So let's say you meet a chick and y'all really feeling each other and y'all seeing each other for a little while, and then it gets hot and heavy in the bedroom. Are you gonna make her put her clothes back on, kick her out if you find out once you touch that hair that it's a weave?
No, I'm not gonna keep her clothes on and kick her out. I'm not gonna make her put her clothes on and kick her out.
You gonna touch
that
weave?
That's not realistic, because no guys really putting it on them that heavy like it's a deal breaker. You got a weave, you need to get out the bed type situation.
But it's not a deal. It's not a deal breaker for you. Is it a deal breaker for you? I thought it was a deal breaker.
If you step out the doorway, our cousins and our friends going, they the ones who's gonna put our feet to the fire.
Huh?
And they gonna say she looks like that, huh? They gonna call all types of things to make her feel self-conscious about herself. It's not necessarily the guy's not really putting out pressure. Guy's not applying the pressure. Because we like what we like, and it's, you don't like weave,
I told you, my ex-boyfriend, he was the one that pressed me to get the weave. I had no intentions of putting the weave in my hair. He pressed me to get that weave.
That's isolated situation.
But you still didn't answer my question, though. I said, what you going to do with that woman with that weave? So, are you going to hit that? Are you going to get rid of her? Like, if you feeling her as a person and you find out she has that weave, are y'all not going to see each other no more? Like, what's going to happen as a result of you finding out that she has a weave?
I'm not going to just figure out that she got a weave.
Yeah, you're going to knock it down.
See how I feel about it, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to just
because
she got a weave.
Knock it down.
Gotcha. So, you're not anti-weave. You just don't care for weave. You would prefer that she not have a weave.
I'm not a weave Nazi.
Right.
I could dig that.
I feel you. My thing is, do whatever makes you happy, as long as it looks good. Because
yeah.
But at the same time, if you can't be happy with your own hair, but it's a touchy subject, really. It's real touchy because, like I said, if you have some type of illness or you're taking medication, you have a disease that's contributing to you losing your hair, then I can understand why you might not ever want to have your natural hair worn. But if you have okay hair, but then it's the other women who don't know how to style their hair and maybe they don't have that luxury. Well, no, but if they got the luxury of getting weave, they should be able to have the luxury of getting that natural hair care. So I don't know.
And they're not all, just like you said, they're not all going to, professional stylists, and they might be trying to put it in on their own, so.
They go to LaQuisha in the kitchen. Go to LaQuisha in the back of the kitchen.
But I work with so many different people during, with different budgetary concerns. And I got to tell you, the higher up they get, the more they see hair as just another errand that has to be run, another frustration. So just put it on top of my head, make sure it looks good, and let me go on about my business. They don't have that 30 minutes or an hour in the morning to get up and, in their opinion, fool with their hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that because they come to see me and I make them look absolutely amazing.
That's right.
But I've seen people that have money with bad weaves now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've seen stars out there.
Like, what's the name? I think she's...
they don't care.
I think Tamar Braxton has committed several offenses with the lace fronts and all of them.
Beyonce's committed a couple.
Beyonce too.
She's committed a couple of. And they have the money. Lace front crimes too.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
And they have the money. They just don't do the right thing with it.
I guess.
maintenance. You know.
But I can say, you know, with me having started to have worn weed in the past 6 months, you know, I think I have looked at other women and really come to the conclusion that I don't have anything to say about a woman who wears her hair however she wants to wear it, whether it's natural, whether it's weave, whether it's short, whether it's long, because you just don't know every woman's individual story, and mm-hmm. there's so much choice out there, and there's so many reasons why it gets done. So my thing is, you know what, if that's what you want to rock, then that's fine, but at the same time, we got to stop bashing each other for the choices that we make. Because, again, you know, when you come down to it, a lot of times for a lot of women, it is an accessory. I know that there are women who feel like they needed to, you know, feel a certain way about themselves. And but like I said, you know, we put so much and we invest so much in the outer appearance sometimes that we forget to look at, you know, the person
heart,
behind
the core,
the weave, and the person behind the hair or the clothes or whatever it is you're, you know, that you're rocking, to see the actual person that's underneath.
And I know we're not supposed to judge, but it hurts my heart when I see somebody with a bad weave. I'm not gonna lie, like, it really does. I remember when I went to IHOP after having some fun the night prior, libations and whatnot. So we all decided to go to IHOP, and the server scared me so badly because her hair, everything was bad. Like, her weave, it was like the parting of the Red Sea. It was like a big, big gap. I thought she had stitches in her hair. I didn't know that was like the invisible part area. It looked like stitches. So I thought somebody had like stabbed her in the head, and she had stitches.
She got beat in the head.
And then she had the really, really bad lamb chop eyelashes, the fake eyelashes.
Oh, no.
So it was like, I see that, and that freaks me out.
But you know what? But really, what, and just to piggyback on what you said, it's like now the standard of beauty that we see is crazy. I mean, like I said, and you look at the, you know, you see the women that are all done up, and they really want you to feel like these are real, natural women, and they're not. They're completely, completely not.
Nipped and tucked. Now, if I had the money, I'd get something a little nipped.
No, seriously.
Tucked. No.
Well, my stomach area and my thighs. No. They get that.
That's just a little workout.
Right.
Exactly. Hard work and dedication.
Shoot.
But look, like I said, the real issue that I would like to bring to the table is we need to stop arguing. Stop going back and forth about weave or not to weave. The real issue is, who is controlling the hair business?
Look,
I'm
going to argue about it, because if it don't look good, I'm still going to argue about it. I'm sorry. But hold that thought, because we got to go to break. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. You know, who is owning the business? Where is that money trail going? So let's talk about that when we come back. If it's a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like the page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also, I got the right link. It was bemineparty.eventbrite.com. I just posted it, so check out Twitter and well, I didn't put it on Instagram, but check out Twitter and Facebook. It's on there. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm gonna look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Ruben Studdard. The song was Make You Feel Beautiful, because that's all we want to feel. Women just want to feel beautiful. That's how I want to feel. Tell me I look nice without looking at my cleavage. Can you look me in my eyes and tell me something nice?
You're beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm beautiful with and without a weave. Thank you. Thank you. But tonight we are talking about weave to weave or not to weave. And I asked on Instagram if you were pro or anti-weave. And Zoe says, I'm anti-weave. The weave styles that are worn by most black women are to portray white and foreign women hairstyles.
Negative.
The failure to groom their own hair is a lost recipe among black women. The gorgeous women that our grandmothers were tamed. Excuse me? Were tamed their hair. Okay, grammar. Excuse me. I'm going to try to read this properly. It says, grandmothers tamed their hair with perms and pressing to look as close to the oppressive people they could. Learn to groom the hair you were born with and make it the standard of beauty, not just a white East Indian nor Brazilian look. Okay. Weaves are a falsehood among our culture that needs to stop. And glad that most women have began adopting natural hairstyles to learn how to groom themselves. Hopefully it carries on to other facets of Black culture. And I want to know if he actually does his daughter's hair. I should tweet. I'm going to text like, do you do your daughter's hair? Because you got a whole lot to say about women's hair care. You probably ain't even put a brush to your daughter's hair. But I appreciate your feedback, Zoe. I appreciate that. Let me go back on Instagram again. Hold on. Let me get it together. I got too many things going on. I need a winter intern. I had a summer one. Now I need a winter one. Dog says, I'm anti-bad weave. Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Keith says, what's up, Keith? He said, pro. It shows effort. Okay. So we got mixed reviews. When it comes to anti-weave, I'm always... It cracks me up for some guys who don't like weave at all. I'm like, doesn't your mother wear a weave and a wig? Like, you love her. Your auntie, your grandma, somebody, your cousin. Somebody in your family got that ratty, mama pain looking wig, weave, and you love the hell out of her.
You know what? Those men, they would say that they don't like weave. But at the same time, they would say that they like women who wear extensions in their hair, like synthetic hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one hand, you would say that you don't want a woman to wear weave, but then on the other hand, you would accept the women who have braids in their hair that have fake hair in their hair.
Mm.
So, explain that to me.
Mm. Explain it, brothers.
Explain it, brothers.
Explain it. The hair boss wants to know.
Yeah, I want
to
know. I just want to know.
So, how you feel about braids? Marlo.
Well, I can say no one in my family has worn weave except for one of my sisters, and she was kind of in the same predicament where I said before about it being in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
We all understand. I mean, none of us still liked it. Neither my father didn't like it either. But I mean, it is what it was. But as for braids and twists and all of those things, I think I said earlier, I don't know if I was on the mic or if the mic was on or not, but I kind of like braids. Braids are cool, you know, mm-hmm. twisting up or whatever the case is. But I kind of like Marley braids a little bit more because, I don't know, it just looks more of a natural braid.
What are the Marley
me.
Braids?
It's more like a...
With like synthetic.
They look like Senegalese twist.
Kinda I like those.
So I just said that because the look of it. I mean,
he know more about him. Damn.
I'm just saying the look of it. Mm-hmm. It looks more natural versus, you know, different types of hairstyles.
But it's also fake.
I'm saying it is fake.
See, and that's the thing. That's right, the argument again. When you're wearing weave, that's natural hair.
Mm-hmm. Some people wear natural weave.
Right.
Not everybody.
Right, but most women, when they're wearing their weave, you're wearing a natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have women who wear braids, and they put in synthetic hair. But then you want to bash women who wear weave, but you're wearing synthetic hair in your braids. It don't make sense.
Because it's braided. It ain't like it's being worn out. So it don't make me know. Never mind. As long as it looks good. But I want to transition to the fellas, though, because, you know, fellas are into their appearance, too. And I have an issue with this damn Beijing. I can't get with the dye, the black dye on these dudes. Like, if somebody on my timeline, this guy, and I get it, you know, men, you want to keep, you know, your hair growing and but like they use the dye, it looks like shoe polish. It's like to try to line up the shape up. I'm gonna look it up so y'all can see. Like,
it's for the receding, like, headlines.
I've seen it before. I knew a dude who used to do it.
I know a guy that just started doing it, and he posted on Facebook like, "Hey, how you like my new look?" And I was just like, "Is that dye?" And he said, "Yeah." And I was want to say, "Well, I kind of don't like it," but I didn't want to say that on, you know, in that platform. I was going to maybe inbox him, but everybody else like, oh, it looks so good. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks fake. Really bad. Like, especially when it's not even his hair color.
Right.
So
right.
It goes both ways. Now, you got to get something that matches you.
But also,
you got to get the right texture. You got to get the right color.
But in a male-dominated society that we live in, they're not looked upon as harshly. If there's some change that's being made.
No, I think I said last time, you talk about men wearing, what do they call it?
Toupees?
Toupees, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If he rocking that toupee right.
No,
it looks like shoe polish. Yeah. I'm showing in a picture of somebody that has I'm not gonna post this though, but
exactly.
Yeah, it's all in the beard, it's in the eyebrows, it's in his hair. It's just bad.
But no, people talk about men wearing toupees. The same thing or even worse is women wearing weaves. You look at Donald Trump. People talk about his hair all the time.
It doesn't look good. If it looked good, I wouldn't have a problem with it. If it looked good,
you probably wouldn't notice it
exactly.
as much.
And that's the same thing about a weave.
You wouldn't notice it as much. Exactly. Okay, bring up Steve Harvey.
We didn't know for years that Steve Harvey was wearing that.
People didn't know for years, but he didn't. When he got rid of it, he got rid of it. He just flipped and got rid of it. Period. He didn't go through a transition or none of that.
Because he knew
he would have got backlash.
Right, but
so he just
he
went straight
of,
the bald head.
But do you think he had a lot of backlash for wearing that horrible piece?
No,
they didn't.
Because people probably still don't even know because he went from hair to just. Ball.
But I think that if even people knew just the fact that it's a man doing it as opposed to a woman doing it, he's not going to get as much slack. He's not going to get as much flack for that.
Look at how much flack the chick gets that wears the weave with the they always talk about her forehead, the seven head. She's the sportscaster, the black chick. Mm-hmm. I talked about her last time.
Pam Oliver.
Yeah, Pam Oliver.
Pam Oliver.
Ridiculed.
But yeah, I've seen some. Yeah, her joint.
You're on TV and you get a weave, you need to get a good weave.
Right.
Some
kind of stylist.
Yeah.
But she's not just on TV, she's on those windy fields and everything. Like, she is out of a controlled environment.
She needs you, Monet.
She has the same issue that a lot of, especially black women, have, which is the receding hairline. Her edges have been ripped out. Mm-hmm. So her hairline is further and further back. She puts the weave in to look more approachable and, you know, to fit in more, to have a more consistent, polished look, and then that wind blows and her hair is flying up and people have things to say like, what do you expect this woman to do? She cannot do the hair that she doesn't have.
Mm-hmm. So right. What can somebody do who's like the edges are gone, you know, bye-bye? Because you see that with Naomi Campbell. You know, they talk about her like a dog because, you know, when her weave comes up,
it looks terrible.
It's scary. Like, yeah. I mean, but what can somebody do? Like, if your edges are gone, I'm like, shoot, I think my edges are right. I'm touching my hair. So I'm like, I don't know. It's thinning in some areas, so I don't know. So do they have edge be gone?
Yeah, what you can do. is you want to make sure to wear loose hairstyles. You don't want to wear tight hairstyles where your hair is being ripped on. If you're corn rolling it at the edges or doing any type of pullback, even tight ponytails, you're ripping on those edges. If your hair has not, if you don't already have nerve damage, meaning the hair is not completely gone, you can do something as simple as Jamaican black castor oil on your edges twice a day, and you will see results in a couple of months.
Castor oil?
Jamaican black castor oil.
I live by
love
that.
I'm about to give me some of that because I feel like my edges are making me nervous. I'm going to just be honest. So if my edges decide to go bye-bye, please believe I will be weaved up. Sorry, fellas. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
sure
Marlo.
You get that under control before they go.
This date is over. Oh, Miss Marie got a weave. I'm so sorry, honey. This date is over. But we got to go to commercial break again. Yes. These commercials come around very quickly. So keep it right here on the flow. Don't be shy. You can give us a call. Half the time people just will tweet us. Everybody's so impersonal. Nobody wants to place phone calls nowadays. But the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. And please make certain you go to the website, ThisDateIsOver.com. Post your bad date stories and all that jazz. So keep it right here on the flow.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IMCO Radio Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Quadrant. The song was Day. I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs by them. I forgot where they're from. They're somewhere out of the UK, that group, Quadrant. So check them out. It's Quadron. The chick is the bomb. Love her music. Well, their music. It's a group. My bad. Singled her out because she's got the voice. They don't. But tonight we're talking about to weave or not to weave. That is the question. On the line, we got Q and Monet. In the studio, we got Marlo, Yvette, and the hair boss.
The hair boss.
And I want to toss it back to you, the hair boss, because we're talking about ownership of the hair. Yeah. How can we bring that back into the black community? I mean, how can we, just hair care products overall, how can we take more ownership of our stuff? Because I think it's ridiculous that this money is going to, you know, Korea and everywhere else, China. It ain't coming to us. How can we take that money back? How did you navigate that process?
Yes, how I navigated the process was that I saw the movie Chris Rock. What was that? Good Hair. And then I had an epiphany. I said, what is going on? Why are we spending all of this money in the industry? And where's the money going to? Once I did my investigation, I found out that most of the beauty supply stores are owned by a certain nationality who's been... dominating that industry for the past 35 years. So I felt a certain way. I felt a certain way about it. And I was doing social work for the past 20 years. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to strengthen and give more attention to the black community by focusing or redirecting where that money was going to. Mm-hmm. I wanted to redirect that money back into our community, back into the black community, because we spend the most money in that industry. So my heart felt heavy, real heavy, because I said, if we buying that much, why isn't it in our community? Why don't we have that leverage? Why don't black people have that leverage that other, that every other community have? Mm-hmm. And I said, if we can put this here in our hands, then we can have that economical leverage that we need. Mm-hmm. So I got into the game, and what I'm doing is I'm giving everybody who wants to become a hair distributor, I'm giving them the opportunity to become a distributor. When you become a hair distributor, you are giving back to your community. You are strengthening your community. You are doing something for yourself and others.
So how can they get in contact with you? And what's the website? Yes. What's the phone number so people can take that ownership back?
Yes, the website. Well, first, my email address is hairboss583. That's hairboss583@gmail.com. My number, 202-905-8783.
All right. Well, you hear the music.
Oh, the website. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Come on now. We about to get out of here. So
yes,
www.onecrownandgloryllc.com.
So any final words? So Monet, give the people, the good people, what they want. Give them your contact information as well. Where are you on Instagram, Twitter? What's your email address, website?
You can find me everywhere by just searching my name, Monet Everett, M-O-N-A-E. Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T, sometimes is under Monet Artistry, but I am anywhere anybody as stylish as myself should be.
All right. So any final words, Q?
I'm going to just say, I just have the self-confidence first, man. I mean, it's all for you ladies, and you have all the power on. It's your hands. Do what you need to do.
Yes, confidence is key, because if you're not confident, you're not going to look good with a weave or without a weave. So, any final words, Marlo?
I'll just say, it's my personal preference that, I really don't like it. So, I mean, if you're going to do it, at least do it right. And that makes a big difference.
Take the time, do it right. Don't have the spaced out, visible, invisible part. Any final words from the hair boss? 10 seconds. Well, either one of y'all can go.
Just that, you know, we have a lot of conditioning that we have to break down within our communities. to get our communities back on track. We can empower our communities. We can make our communities more economically sound.
Become a head distributor.
OneCrownAndGloryLLC.com, right?
202.
So, and you can also text OCG to 71441.
All right. Well, that's about our time. Thank you guys so much for joining us in the studio and on the line. Appreciate it. Make sure you tune in next week and each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week, we're talking about unhappily single during the holidays. Because there's a lot of unhappy singles out there. So we're going to talk about it next Sunday. Uh-oh. So join us on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. And post your bad date stories and whatnot. And keep in mind that even though I'm leaving, doesn't mean we can't continue the conversation. You can email me at info@thisdateisover.com. So thank y'all so much. Have a great night, great week. God bless. And have a wonderful, 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 and amazing Thanksgiving holiday. Save me some turkey. Actually, no. Don't save me none. I hope my aunt don't make the turkey because she burns it like every... Not burn it, but that joint be dry as a... My bad. She ain't listen. She don't know how to work the internet, so I know she ain't listen. So, y'all have a great Thanksgiving holiday. And to all my friends, I can't wait to see y'all on Sunday for Black Sunday. Yes, indeed. We're going to have some fun. So, take care. Good night. And God bless.